talking about what's new with Los Angeles Clippers. There's always so much to discuss. Let's jump right in. It's LA Clips Forum.
Hey, Clippers.
It's LA Clips Forum with Jesse and Brian.
This isn't the 213 era. This is fucking purgatory. Welcome to the LA Clips Forum. My name's Brian Andrew. I am here with Jesse, the bestie Sandoval. I am glad he's back. He's feeling healthy. How you doing, Jesse?
I'm doing pretty good. I think I drank some of the water in Mexico and I got destroyed by it. So I had like food poisoning for like 3 days straight.
Oh, okay. Well, watching the Clippers could do that to you too. So
yeah, maybe it was that actually. I mean, you might be onto something.
Yeah, dude. If I saw Norman Powell play a game, I could probably get some food poisoning too. How you doing, Jake? You're back. You know, I feel like we've been vibing the last couple episodes, so I wanted you to be back for our final episode of the season.
Well, shout out to Jesse for being here in this one though. Jesse's finally arrived and I get to see him and stuff. And I'm not doing too good, honestly. There's just so much, bro. Not doing good. It's terrible.
Jake looks like he's in that like that 90s Coolio music video.
Yeah.
Nah. Let's just get into it. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I don't think I'm going to get credentialed anytime soon. So I'm just going to be real bad. This team fucking sucks. Harden, Paul George, not good enough. You know, rightfully so. Like, we put the game on their shoulders. They did not do well enough. That's fine. Whatever. We did not have a single role player step up this entire series. Not one. And it's extremely irritating. And I think what killed the vibe of this game for me, I had the silver lining all week of basically like, you know what? Change is going to happen though. There's no way. Like I understand, maybe last year when we expect the change and change didn't happen, sure, whatever. I had the silver lining though of this morning going, well, if we lose today, we're getting a Shams piece. You know, the silver lining, change is coming. We're going to refresh in team next year. Then all of a sudden, the Lakers fire Darvin Ham. And all of a sudden, Ty Lue gets mentioned in rumors. And I don't know if it's the Clippers. I don't know who it is. But then all of a sudden, Ty Lue extension rumors start coming out. And then it stops being rumors. And then Woj reports it. And then it looks like we're going to have Ty Lue back. And we're probably going to have Kawhi. And they want to re-sign Harden and PG. So we're just going to run it back, maybe. I'm frustrated. I don't know how to put it. Dude. I'm hoping it's all bullshit. You know, it's technically the season was still going underway. Maybe it's all bullshit, right? So we'll see. But I'll let you guys have the floor.
Jake, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I mean, I guess like there's really nothing else to say, bro. He went out on his shield. You know, the game was still in balance. First quarter, he took PG out because PG got foul trouble, I think, with a minute left. And we literally gave up an 8-0 run in 1 minute when we put Mason and Russ out there. It's just like, for all everybody, like the whole media, everybody, anybody you ask, they think Ty Lue is like Phil Jackson, you know? And while this isn't all Ty Lue's fault, yeah, you know, the players did not play well. The stars, obviously, they didn't play well. The efficiency is crap. I mean, he also is not putting them in the best place to succeed. He is hiding Russ in the corner, making Russ dive to the rim with Zubats on the floor, with Mason on the floor. There's zero spacing. He started PJ Tucker today, man. And I know we, like, go on and joke about him on here, but it's not funny. I mean, PJ played 20 minutes and negative 14. No, it's not funny.
And that's being generous. He was a negative 21 at one point.
I guess, I mean, really, like, It's just upset. It's upsetting, but it's just more disappointing. I mean, we played all season to even get a crappy seed. I'm gonna keep it honest with that. You
Oh
know, a
yeah, you're right.
four seed is not. I'm not like, oh my God, I'm so impressed by the four seed to get a crappy seed. It took PG 70 games, 68 games from Kawhi, 70 plus games from Harden for us to even get a four seed. And on top, and I, you, if you guys have heard me before, you know I'm in the belief that you need to be a top three seed to be a championship contender. It's just the way it is. Look at who's advancing in the playoffs right now. It is what it is. You know, there is no ifs, ands, or buts. Like, the Lakers had no chance against Denver. The Suns had no chance against Minnesota, and it's because they're a better team. And to this point, when it got down to it, when Kawhi was missing, our bench was six deep, but Ty Lue didn't even try Tice. Ty Lue had guys on the bench that he could have played all season to prepare them for some type of moment and have some type of rhythm, and there's nothing. You know, we have a 6'8", 240-pound guy that we drafted last season, which is, you know, this is last season now that we had last season, and he's played. I mean, he's a rookie. He's not going to be like the most crazy sustainable thing, but he didn't play all year. And when we needed a big body, when we needed a stretch four, when we needed a big man throughout the season, I mean, we never played him. So it is what it is. At the end of the day, the role players are severely overrated. And if, you know, to make the case, the stars are as well. But if you're watching the game, you know, a lot of it is two on five. You know, we have two shot creators out there, three shot creators out there, and Dallas wants us to score in the paint. Dallas wants us to cut to the rim. They're inviting it because they got shot blockers. They got perimeter defenders that shrink the floor. It's part of the game. They want to take away our 3-point shot. It's part of their strategy. It's part of, like, there's just nothing really much to say.
Yeah, Jason Kidd ran circles on Ty, actually.
Oh, yeah. Question.
Jesse?
Dude, there's just so many question marks when it comes to this team right now. Obviously, I think first and foremost, there should be a lot of evaluation on what we do moving forward with Kawhi, because clearly we cannot game plan around this guy. We try load managing him, and he still gets injured in the playoffs, and he's not available after that. He's plays available. He takes a whole season, gets all the rest he can, and still, again. And then he plays the all season and again gets injured. It's like, dude, we had this with Lob City. We had it with Lob City. The issue was, how can you be a competitive team when your superstar is not available in the playoffs? And it hurts because this guy takes up so much more of the cap space to allow us to have role players. Right? And I'll take back what I said earlier. I was telling Jake before you joined, I was telling Brian, you know, my argument was, and I'm not upset with the Clippers making the big swing on getting Harden. As you mentioned, it took Harden to play all games after after we traded for him, for us to get the fourth seed. And he played a role in our success, or it could have been worse, but and he helped us. But the whole idea was of having three stars was that if someone got injured, you know, the other two could, you know, really help and help carry the load. But it's clear that our role players aren't good enough. It was just so frustrating watching Zoo fumble the ball, look to do the extra pass when he has the one defender on him and no one else around him. Terrence, man, I don't know how many times I can see Hezzy's. Dude, we have Westbrook out there who, what was he shooting four for like 44, 41 for the whole series? We obviously, we're not going to go like to Kwan Brown because not Kwan Brown. I don't know why I say Kwan Brown. COVID. We might as well hide him out there. It's just such a lackluster roster, and it just shows that I just feel like we needed more talented role players, I should say. And having three stars really strapped us. And it's not towards Harden, because if Harden, we didn't get Harden, It would have just been PG, and I highly doubt we would have made any plays for a role player.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's frustrating.
And I think like our podcast tends to give a lot of crap to role players, and sometimes it's the stars not showing up and the stars not doing anything. And like that's true, but I feel like that's like the given. You know, like if your stars are not doing good, you're gonna lose the game. It's the role players that, you know, it's the marginal stuff. And also, PG and Harden are free agents. They may not be here. They may be here. They're most likely will be here, but they may not be here. But Zoo, Man, Amir, Norm, Kawhi, those guys are under contract. Those are the guys that are on this roster till we do something with them. Russ is another one. He has a player option. Like those are the players on our team that are for sure coming back next season unless we do something about it this offseason. And that's on Lawrence Frank. You know what I mean? Lawrence Frank's got to do something about it. And even if you trade Terrence Mann and you bring back a different, barely replacement level player, but at least it's fresh. At least it's different. Maybe it's someone who has a little bit more confidence. I'll tell you this right now. Dallas's role players played with confidence. They didn't play with confidence in game one, but they played with confidence. Derrick Jones wasn't hesitating going to the basket. PJ Washington kept on shooting threes. You know what I mean? And you could say it's like, well, you know, Luka put him in better positions, Kyrie put him in better positions, and that's true. You know, they got to the paint easily. They got past Harden, they got past our guards. Sure, that's fine. But and you know, PG needs to step up more, and Harden needed to step up more. I feel like Harden's shot wasn't falling. He was trying, you know, he was getting the paint, getting fouled, but I'll probably start setting my expectations a little higher for them just because when they re-sign or something, my mind is now into next season and how we handle this off-season. You know, I feel like this season was over when Kawhi wasn't coming back. So like for me to be looking at these games in retrospect and being like, well, you know, PG needed to do this, Harden needed to do this. We already had our backs against the wall from the beginning. So it's just like, all right, so now when the Kawhi injury happened, my mind was like, how are we gonna handle this in July? Not what are we doing about it in April? And maybe that's me being a doomer. Maybe that's me not being a good fan. I don't care. I'm just being honest. I'm just being real about it. So like, yeah, I'm rooting for PG and Harden to win these games, but my expectations are totally different. So we haven't really, me and Jake has talked about it a little bit. So like, we could break it down. Like, I think we're gonna talk about today's game as we talk about each individual player. I think talking about these players and their roles, including maybe even front office and tie and stuff like that, because there is a decent chance we might run it back. I think we should like do a quick like synopsis, I guess, on like, hey, so what can we do with this player, or should we keep this player X, Y, and Z? And yeah, so I'll just start with Kawhi. He signed a $50 million contract. For 3 years, or 150 for 3 years, but it's $50 million a year, basically. He doesn't have a no trade clause, but he's injury prone. I don't know. It's dude, it's malpractice by the front office if they're not having conversations about shipping him, right? Am I right, guys? Or at least having conversations, right?
I mean,
Yeah. No.
the combo, like, bro, I mean, it's been 5 seasons. If they don't have the combo, it's malpractice. It's like, it's way too long. It's just gone too way too far.
It's how about you agree, Jesse?
Oh, yeah. I think you're asking the right questions. I think you have the right concerns. I don't think Kawhi is someone you can depend on. So It's like,
Are we all okay if we just ship him and we get like a really bad deal, but at least we got him off the books?
yeah, because the it's just like sour milk at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't. This season was legit getting teased. Like, you legit got teased, and girl came over and she's like, "Nah, I'm good." You know what I'm saying? It's that easy. Like, it was just like that. Like, I just yeah, it's time. Whatever they can, you know, to make it make sense.
Yeah. All right. So hopefully, we can ship him. We're in, technically in the second apron. So the deal would have to be it would have to be a one for one. So it would have to be a team that has the salary to take his salary back, or a team that can match that salary. The next person would probably
Hold
be.
on, we got breaking news. We got a hit piece. We got the hit.
Oh, we got the hit piece?
Hit piece by Sam Amick.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna push pause on this.
Let's read it. Let's read it.
Let's
Let's read
read this real
it.
quick.
Reading this.
All right, so well, at least me and Jake finished reading. I think Jesse was looking at Paul George quotes online for the during his interview.
Yeah, I'm just watching that right now.
Okay, so we were looking at the Athletic article. Well, who wrote it, Jake? Sam
Sam Amick.
Amick. So nothing in there that felt extremely new, but they did talk about like Ty Lue's extension a little bit. I think that's entirely on Ty Lue at this point. I think the Clippers do want to bring him back. I read a thing in there that says like the Clippers know they can't upgrade on Ty Lue. I'm like, I don't even think it's necessarily about upgrading. I think it's just having someone with different th ideas, thoughts, and philosophies on how to manage this team. Jesse saw Paul George say that he would make it work if it can, or he'd come back if it could work. I think he's just being a little vague. I'll put it to you. I think Paul George wants to play for the Clippers. I just don't know if he wants to play with Kawhi anymore. I don't know if you guys have any thoughts, or Jake, if you want to talk more about the piece, or.
Yeah, I mean, after looking at the whole piece, the whole thing I'm getting out of this is that they're gonna extend Ty Lue no matter what. So, you know, for all the Ty Lue supporters or haters or whatever, there's that. Now, I do think James wants to come back. They got to work out a number, it looks like. But I mean, there's like substantial evidence that, like, well, you slowed down during March, so you know, you can't get what
Yeah.
you probably want. And I got the PG thing, oh, 50-50 coin flip, you know, and I got it a flip in the worst way, like in a way where it's like, oh, well, I'm gonna go sign to a team with cap space type of way, and you would get nothing back type of thing.
Yeah. About that. Let's do PG, because I think PG was next for us, and I think this is a good place to go off of. I really do think he's gonna do what's in his best interests as a professional at this point in his career. I think he does want to be in LA and play for the Clippers. It's just the Kawhi. I think like when he's saying quotes like, "Well, we'll see if it works," or stuff like that, or if if we can make it work. I think deep down he's saying, and I'm not gonna put words in his mouth. I'm just saying me being speculative. Conspiracy theory, tinfoil hat. If they could figure out the Kawhi thing, then he's willing to come back. I think that's what he's saying. I don't think he minds playing with Kawhi, but I don't know if they could like figure out to get like a fourth really good player, but they're not gonna be able to do that in the second apron. It's I don't know. What are your thoughts, Jake?
Honestly, bro, I have no idea. I mean, I don't know if he's like, well, I mean, Jesse, do you think like he's also like, do you think he's subbing Kawhi kind of or not? I mean, I
I
can't,
think so.
I kind of feel like that, right? But I can't tell.
The whole reason why you wanted to leave OKC was to play with another superstar to help manage the load that you had to take and possibly win a championship with, right? And to have that in what, 4 or 5 consecutive seasons in which, or I should say 4, right? Because there was one season when PG was out. It's just, it's, I think it's frustrated. I would be too.
Yeah, I think he likes the idea of playing with Kawhi. I just think he's facing the reality, and he's at a crossroads at this point. Like he's, and I think like, we asked like, does Paul George really have leverage? Yeah, he does. He's a free agent. He has every right to walk away. And I think if the Clippers really want to maintain 213, they're gonna have to A, pay him, and they might have to pay him a lot more than they wanted to. And Jesse, you brought this up earlier when me and you were talking. You're like, Steve Ballmer just seems like the kind of guy who doesn't want to, destroy all the pillars if he's got to make a change or reconstruct this team or whatever, right? So I'll bring it up to you. You signed Kawhi. It looks like you want to extend Ty Lue. Eventually, you're gonna have to start taking some pillars away. Where do you think the first pillar would be then?
I would think it would be your core trio if you're not going to get rid of Ty.
Yeah.
Because when you make some, okay, there's very little flexibility with all three of them in on that roster. Like that's just the reality of it. You can't really do much with it. You don't have the cap space to get out and get like a legitimate six man. Because Norman Powell, the dude is like the sketchiest player. When it comes to the playoffs, like it's so irritating.
Yeah, and yeah.
It's like I don't know. I get the idea of what they were saying in that piece about like they don't see a better coach. And I guess like if you're gonna have a star player or a couple star players, you wanna have like someone that the players can respect and listen to. And I guess Ty Lue has that kind of he has the accolades for that. He has that reputation. So I guess I understand that point, but it's like I don't know what you're seeing in the series that made you think, oh yeah, this guy knows how to coach. He made a couple good adjustments. I understand playing through the five, as I mentioned before. Like that makes sense. That's the route you want to go with. That's they have a player that doesn't have a lot of experience in the playoffs playing at the five. Let's see if Zoo can handle it. But the dude has no hand-eye coordination. No,
Right. And
except
yeah.
I just. I
Well,
don't know.
I well, so I'm gonna maybe take this in a different direction, because I feel like every single season they look at themselves as an organization in the mirror and they say, yeah, but we haven't tried this yet. And last year was, or a couple years ago, it was the load management. Then it was like, this year we're not going to do load management. We got Harden. I think next year it's like, okay, we have the big three, we have Ty Lue. Now we got to get rid of some of these role players. I think that if they're really thinking about running it back, that's the next move. And then I think that's going to be a testament of Lawrence Frank. Because Ty, if we're saying that Ty Lue's not the reason why we're losing, which I think it's a combination of every single column, but which just hypothetically, let's look at Steve Ballmer's head. Let's get inside Steve Ballmer's head. Let's get in everyone's head here. If we're saying Ty Lue's not the reason, then it's the roster construction. It's the dudes we have on the court. It's the same people we've had on the team since the bubble. It's Zoo we've had since the bubble. It's Man that we've had since the bubble. It's those players. And those kind of players could get you a first round draft pick. Terrence Mann, coveted in the league, could get you a first round draft pick. It might not be a lottery pick, but it'll get you at least one first round pick. Zoo could probably get you a first round pick. You look at his stat line, although I feel like he misses at least 5 rebounds a game because someone takes it from him. So he doesn't get, no one gets credit for that rebound except for the opposing team. There's a lot in Zoo's game that is not on the box score. You know how like some people look at Russ's game and say like, oh, well, he's got intangibles. I feel like Zoo has a lot on intangibles. I don't even know if it's non-intangibles. Is that the right way of saying it? I don't know. It you could ship Zoo, get a first round pick. You could ship Man, get a first round pick. You could start building through the draft again by getting rid of some of these role players. It's just, we are going to be a little thin on the bench and we'll be just like the Phoenix Suns. But I don't, it's like the elephant in the room is Kawhi.
Yeah.
You
I
start
would say
there.
this. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was gonna say you just start there. You go, Jesse.
Yeah, of all my list of priorities, I have Kawhi as number one. Ty Lue, I have my issues with. He's number two. I think the third one, which is role players, can be fixed based on what we do with Kawhi. And so I'm just tired of like running and doing this over and over and over again. I'm tired of seeing Twitter saying like, Twitter Clippers saying like, if we're healthy and the stars align, we're like a force to be messed with. But you know what? The stars aren't aligning and these guys are not getting any younger. Yeah. What typically happens as you get older, more injuries start to occur. So we're trending in the wrong direction and we need to revamp this core, and it has to be the core. I'm not. It has to be the core to me. It
Yeah.
has to be Kawhi Leonard in particular.
It's like people use the word Clippers curse and all that. It's not a curse, it's a fucking pattern. This has been going on for 5 seasons and we could do something about it and we just choose not to.
That's
I
fair.
understand I understand trying to lock down Kawhi midway through the season. And at the time, I thought it was a great deal. And who knows? We're talking a lot of shit now. It could end up being a great deal. Maybe this is the best 3 years of his life, But on paper, right now, doing the obvious thing, looking at the pattern from the last, since all the entire 213 era, he's gotten hurt. He hasn't been available. We should move on. Terrence Mann, we're not trading. I'm just gonna, like, remember, Terrence Mann was linked to Kyrie at one point. We just got ripped apart by Kyrie in the series. And
Right.
we didn't want to trade Terrence Mann for Kyrie. I understand Kyrie has his own baggage, but it seems like he's doing a damn good job in Dallas.
Right.
And so, like, we're not trading Kyrie for, I mean, we're not trading Terrence for him. We're not trading Terrence for Fred VanVleet. And we didn't trade Terrence for James Harden. So now we have Terrence. He had a replacement level year. So let's trade him. He's on a contract year. There should be no way in hell we're extending him. And
Oh, okay.
people are like, who's your point of attack defender? Who cares? It's not him either.
Yeah.
So I know you want to jump in, Jay. Go for it.
Dude, I just think that, like, when you read the article, nothing in that whole article says, well, Kawhi Leonard hasn't played in the playoffs in 5 years. Not once in that article does it bring out, like, oh, he don't play. It's simple. Bro, don't play. We look at all the guys we had on the floor tonight. He legit has to eat up 40 of those minutes in the playoffs. Everybody else gets rotational minutes. And like our depth cuts down as the more it goes down. Also, my thing is like Lawrence Frank and Ty Lue, they just have two different types of basketball philosophies, like completely different philosophies. Lawrence Frank likes versatile, 6'8 plus. Defenders, passers. He likes Nico Batums all over the court. He likes traditional centers. He doesn't care for a point guard, etc. Now, Ty Lue, we've never tried a roster that fits Ty Lue's style of basketball. Athletic big man, five man that can roll hard to the rim, offensive rebounding, defensive rebounding, limited touches, shooting big men. I mean, if you all we have to look at is the Cleveland sample size. The roster is built like that for LeBron, and it was built like that to accompany to fit Ty Lue's needs. Ty Lue needs the shooting. Ty Lue needs the shooting big man. Like he likes to play five out, three high 3-point volume, and we just don't have the roster to fit it. I mean, we were playing Russ and Mason hiding Russ in a corner because Ty Lue had no idea what to do with him anymore.
Yeah. And
It just.
you could tell Ty's system is for there to be somewhat of a five out,
It's five out. It's
or
completely.
at least four out thing. And then having Russ out there doesn't, but you could also look at Ty, then why the hell are you playing Russ? But you read an article dealing with Russ is challenging. So then that's on Lawrence Frank and Steve Ballmer in the front office, Jerry West, whoever, to be like, all right, then we don't bring Russ back. You know, like, and I think there's this, I don't know. It's just one of those things where it's like, you gotta like, okay, whatever. You have a philosophy, Ty has a philosophy, but you could tell what doesn't work. And the NBA gives you plenty of opportunities throughout the year with the buyout market, the trade deadline, and the offseason to see what doesn't work. And then they give you a chance to do something about it. And the fact that Lawrence Frank continuously decides not to do something about it is frustrating to me.
Right.
You
And
know?
I agree with you, Brian. I also think that like guys like Zoo, yeah, for sure, he outperformed his contract. $11 million, $10 million. He's basically getting paid like as a backup center. You know, and he's great. Like he's great. But the team needs a different look if they're gonna run this back, because it looks like they're gonna run it back depending what PG does. Looks like Harden and Kawhi for sure come back. But if that's the case, we need athleticism on the floor. Ty Lue and L. Frank, I'm sure they get in those meetings near the trade deadline and go, what do we need? And maybe they tried, maybe they didn't. We don't know. We don't know. We just don't know. Like, we don't know if they were in conversation with anybody, if PJ Washington was a real thing. We don't know.
Well, the thing is too, it's like, all right, you didn't pull off PJ, the PJ Tucker trade. Well, now it's the off season. He's in an expiring contract. There's no excuses. PJ should not go to training camp.
Oh, no. He probably won't be. I mean, I hope he won't be here,
Yeah,
you
that's
know.
what I'm saying. Like we say that we say things so with so much confidence because it feels like it's the obvious thing to do, and then yet training camp comes along and we're still got some of the same players. We said the same thing about like Robert Covington and team and stuff like that last year. Like Russ on the other hand should not be coming in training camp,
Oh, I mean, Russ is done.
especially if PG oh, Paul George is not here. You know, if Paul George is not here, Russ should not even go anywhere near the team. Hell, you know, maybe that's Russ's best chance is for Paul George to go somewhere else and he signs there, you know? So, yeah, I don't know. I'm frustrated that I feel like we know so much about this offseason, I feel like already, even though there's still like Paul George is the X factor at this point. It looks like Ty's coming back, Kawhi's coming back, Harden wants to come back. Paul George is the X factor.
And can we say like Daniel Tice really deserved to play this series? I think like
Oh,
he
yeah.
I feel like it was a disservice to have him play during like those months where
Sharp.
Mason was out or whatever and keep us afloat, and for him not to get any minutes coming back, I think that sucks, bro. I that's
Let's be honest too. Like most of that good stretch was with Daniel Tice.
absolutely. I mean, it's even when Zoo went out, like him and Mason were splitting minutes, and I feel like Tice never, I never really felt like he had a terrible, terrible showing. You know, yeah, did he struggle against some big centers? Oh, sure, but I never felt like he was absolutely terrible.
Is he someone you'd consider bringing back?
Yeah, if it's on a good deal, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know if he'll do it with Ty Lue anymore, but a stretch five.
And that's the thing with Ty is like Jesse brought up that, you know, like he gets a little too comfortable with players and stuff like that. It's all right. If that's the case, then you got to kind of scrap the whole thing. And make sure that there's no one he's absolutely loyal to. The only players he should be loyal to are the guys making over $40 million. So like,
I mean, we just need the roster to fit, bro. Like, I for instance, like Mozgov and Zubats, two old school traditional big centers, you know, get drop off passes, dunk the ball, rebound the ball, block shots. And Ty Lue, the next season, sat him on the bench. And Tristan Thompson was out there. We remember this, playing the five, matching up versus Golden State, because he's so limited that all you need him to do is rebound, block shots, throw the ball out. Like, it just has to fit Ty's style of play. And I just feel like, and I'm not capping for Ty Lue, because I also feel like he's completely out of control. You know what I'm saying? Like he has done a lot of dumb stuff, but
Oh, he did some dumb shit today. Like it's
yeah, it's it
he
is.
he's done dumb shit for at least the last two seasons, in my opinion.
Right.
And yeah, and he even did it before then, like, you know, playing Rondo too much in the playoffs during a good run and all that. Like Ty Lue has his flaws, and they I feel like, you know, I've seen coaches fired for least, you know, but it's
Sure.
or fired for less, I should say. But
I just got clipped like after a season.
yeah, you know, Darvin Ham went to the Western Conference Finals last year,
Yeah,
and
I'm
he
not clipped.
you know, yeah, so it's like, yeah, so where I'm at with Lou is I was expecting him to move on, because I felt like even if the Clippers, this is how I look at it. If the Clippers wanted to bring the big three back, if you at least got rid of Ty Lue, it makes it look like you're like, all right, we're trying to freshen things up. It's like what Jesse said, we're at least removing one of the pillars of why this isn't working. But it looks like that's not going to be the case. So if Paul George does walk away for nothing, it does not necessarily help us with our cap this year, but it does help us with the cap the year after. So, but then it's like, are we just wasting another year? And I think that's as a fan, as a person in podcast who has to get on here and talk about this shit all the time. It's like, I don't want another dry off season. And I also don't want another season like we just had. Like I said, like I made the argument a few episodes ago. I was like, it's just filler then.
Oh, bro, the
Our
whole season.
takes, our opinions don't mean shit until April and everyone's playing. So, yeah. Jesse, you wanna chime in?
There's nothing to be said. You guys said everything, man. It's just, I don't want to repeat. I want something done in the off season. Lawrence Frank better be on the phone calling, see how you can sell Kawhi to any fucking team out there. Fucking Bucks, dude. I think Bucks would do something. I think Bucks are
I
desperate. I'm pretty sure Bucks are
think the
desperate to
Bucks are
do
gonna do it.
something.
I think they're gonna do it. Yeah.
I
Oh yeah, you're the one that
the
said that, right, Jay?
well, if the Bucks are dumb enough to fucking bring in Doc Rivers, they're dumb enough to fucking take on
Absolutely.
Kawhi.
And that's why I think they're the team. He's gonna go back to Doc. Pretty sure.
It was Jake. He's the one that implanted that thought
So
on me.
I don't know what apron the Bucks are in. I'm assuming it's the first. I don't think they're in the second, you know, but they do have some big contracts there. With Giannis and Dame, and I know like Middleton makes a good buck too. So I don't know, but you know, if we brought back a couple of those players, like hell, dude, I would love to have like a Bobby Portis or something on our team. You know,
Dude, listen, man, we have completely abandoned our culture, our team, like just infrastructure, what made Clippers Clippers. We completely have killed it and just diced it to its core, and it sucks. And you know what? It's funny. We're poking all around the role players. Biggest elephant in the room, I guess, before we get out of here, Kawhi Leonard is just not playing. He's just not playing.
Yeah, it's just as
He's
simple as
not,
that.
he's just not. I mean, we took them to six with Kawhi on one knee. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah.
at the end of the day, Kawhi is not playing. When Kawhi's on the floor, opens up the floor for everybody else, for Paul, for James, for even Terrence to get open shots, even for Norman to get open shots. End of the day, Kawhi is not playing. And, well, I mean, who's to say next year we're going to come back in this and it's any different?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Like, because next year,
It
best believe he's going to be load managed if he's here.
If anything, if he gets hurt, hopefully it's in January and he's healthy to go for April. But that's asking for too much, maybe.
Like, what, he's going to play 55 games next year and we're just going to be like, oh, you know,
Yeah,
cool.
we'll be the fifth or sixth seed and we'll be okay with it.
I don't understand. I don't
Yeah,
have.
I don't like. I feel like they're either, if I could be honest with you, and this is what's driving me nuts. It's either you look at the eye test, you look at the bird's eye view, or you look at the analytics. None of them fucking match up to say this is working. Like there's like you could look at, well, you know, when Kawhi and Paul George play a game together and their winning percentage is like one of the best in the league, like that's fucking great, but they don't. So I don't know what they want. I was going to bring up another point that I was going to go hand in hand with yours, Jake, but I can't think of it. I lost it. But yeah, you know, we'll see. You know, we get new jerseys though. Yay! All right.
But like same old stuff, so
Yeah, it's the same. Like, yeah, I don't know. We could keep an eye on like Trae Young. Like Trae Young's 25 years old. He has an injury history too. But I would swap him for Kawhi. I'd swap Kawhi for almost anybody, I feel like, except for like Draymond Green.
this is a travesty, bro. This is
Yeah.
absolute. This is just an absolute organizational meltdown. This is terrible, bro.
Yeah, this is not one. We're gonna see how this goes. I think if we're all done, we all got our thoughts out. All right, I'm gonna just say, I ordered the Primo jersey. It's coming. I had to customize it because they don't have his jersey out anymore because he's not on the team anymore. So I had to spend a few extra bucks to get that ordered.
I got my PJ Tucker jersey on right now. I've had it on all day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and it was
So
just.
yeah, Ty Lue throws PJ Tucker into the game, starts him, just for him to go like -14, be -21 at some point, just for me to buy a Primo jersey. That's what's pissing me off even more, is that the Clippers made me spend 100 plus bucks just for them to fucking get their asses kicked.
Thought it, bro. It was so funny when I saw him on the starting like
Yeah,
graphic.
dude, because we were all speculating that. I was like, oh, it could be Russ. So
I'm
we
sure it
were,
was Russ. I was so
and
sure it was Russ.
then it ended up being PJ. And I was even thinking, I was like, even if it was Russ, they probably wouldn't have gave PJ some run anyways. But there
Yeah.
was at least a chance he might not have played. So it was, yeah.
Dude, it felt like such a memeable moment when Woj, like, I was it Woj or SportsCenter, they like on IG, they post like a graphic of him, like PG starting. Like, dude, it feels like it's a joke at this point.
Oh, it was Bleacher
Like,
Report.
yeah,
So
Bleacher Report,
yeah,
dude. I was like, oh my God, this is such a fucking joke. Everyone should see this as a joke.
bro, how funny though, like just to see you go from not playing all playoffs to just, bro, you're starting, you're it, you're the solution. It's like, bro, at some point, Ty, you have to just like, but you know what? I give Ty his credit. He went down swinging with his guys. He went down with Mason in a quick shift. He went down with Russ. He went down with PJ Tucker. So it is what it is, bro.
Yes, sir. So that's it. We have a lot of off season. So what's gonna happen in the off season when news comes out? We're gonna do some episodes. We'll probably go back to the structure we had last year, which was like, roughly every 10 or so days, we'll have a podcast. Around the beginning of free agency and the draft, we'll probably do a little bit more frequent episodes, and then we will shift it out, and then yeah.
Yeah. I also mentioned before this because one thing that I didn't mention was, damn, dude, Luka gets away with a lot like of
Oh, that
bitching to the refs, dude. It's crazy.
he does.
It's like, dude, some of the things that he did like towards the refs, like if it was Draymond, I think he would have got attacked like several times. He would probably would have been ejected by at some point. It was
Yeah,
frustrating. But yeah, outside of
and
that.
he does this thing too, where he constantly, when he gets beat, he extends his knee, and I feel like that's some like bullshit, like half court at the park basketball shit that he does, and he should get a foul called on him for that more often, and I feel like the league might even take a look at that more often because he does that a lot, like he'll put his knee into other people's leg, and I honestly feel like that could be a little dangerous too. So,
Definitely agree
yeah, Luka's a bitch, but whatever. We didn't deserve. We didn't. We
with
didn't. We didn't deserve
you.
this. The Clippers. Give the Clippers credit for dummy me and not having me give too much of a fuck. Like watching the series is like I'm like if I came on this podcast today and I didn't. I think we talked about the game like twice, and it was like we're just gonna talk about the offseason. I'm not talking about this series. This is not even a post game episode. Like. This is like our end of the season, off season preview episode.
Dude.
Yeah. You can find our podcast wherever you find your podcast. You can find us on X at LA Clips Forum. Come say hi. We appreciate it. You guys could be doing anything with your time, but you're spending it with us, especially after that season. And if you didn't, we wouldn't blame you. Jake, you got anything to plug?
Yeah, before we get out, who are you guys rooting for the rest of the playoffs? If there's a team you guys want to win, or you just don't care, like.
It would be
I'll say
cool to see.
Wolves.
I would say the Knicks making a run is kind of cool.
Shout out my Knicks.
Not this is gonna be very anti-NBA of me, but is Orlando and Cleveland in a?
Seven games, baby,
Yeah,
Sunday.
I was gonna say some games. I am, you know, as a USC guy, I am a Evan Mobley fan, so Evan Mobley making a run would be pretty cool. But yeah, whatever. Like, as long as it's not, let me think who's in it still. I don't
Is
want Dallas to
Mitch?
win. I don't want Dallas to win.
Minnesota's in there.
Yeah, I want Wolves to win. I think Anthony Edwards is just so fun to watch. That
It
team's
would
fun to watch, am
be kind of cool if Minnesota won with all the owner bullshit that's going on. It would be kind of interesting.
I
Like
wrong?
their franchise, like behind doors, is just in total disarray.
Crumbling. It's crazy, bro.
And it's crazy if they were actually able to pull it off. That would be a pretty good 30 for 30 to see how like all that like on the court it's working, but off the court it's like this the franchise is in shambles. If this was the
Wait.
90s, they might fold or they would be like sent to a different city at this point. Like that's how bad it is.
Mitchell's still on the contract, right?
Yeah, Donovan, yeah. Well, he's a free
But
agent this
he
year.
but oh, so he's a free agent. Because he said that if they're not if they're they don't make it to the finals, he's gonna leave, right? That was the rumors.
I don't doubt it. I don't think he was one. I don't think he wanted to be there at all.
Hey, cool. Do you want to play with a guy that misses a knee?
Send Kawhi anywhere, dude. I don't give a shit.
All
We'll have some podcasts throughout the off season. I'm actually looking for the Clippers to actually make some trades, and I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to get into the first round of this year's draft.
agree. I agree with you. I
I
agree.
actually think they might like move Terrence or something and try to get even a like not early lottery pick, but maybe even a late lottery pick, but that's wishful thinking. Most likely what they'll do is they'll just wait till the second round, pick their guy, never play them, and then
Leave them all. Yeah, we're
and
back.
then yeah. So
Oh, keep Xavier Moon on a two-way. You know, you're like, gotta be
yeah,
fine.
same shit, you know, like we're gonna go to training camp with the fucking same team. Oh man, dude, seeing Ty Lue in that Hawaiian shirt in Hawaii, trying to
Crazy.
do some preseason subs with Brandon Boston out there, man, that's gonna hit hard.
He's a free agent too, right? He's a free
What's
agent.
up? Yeah, Brandon Boston, I don't think he's coming back. I don't think Mason Plumlee's coming back. Those are the two that have cap holds. I know there's a few more that have cap holds, but I don't for I think for a fact those two aren't coming back. They might bring back Brandon Boston because they do need to fill out this roster and they might as well fill it up with someone that's been there. But if they don't have faith in them now, then I don't think they'll ever have faith in him. So, like, the only thing I can think of is if they bring him back and then they, because I think he's on a club option, but I could be wrong about that too. I think at the most, they'll include him in a trade somewhere. Kind of like, remember Jason Preston that they were kind of keeping him around, see what they could do with him, and then they didn't, so they cut him. So it's some similar thing I feel like that they'll probably do with Brandon.
Oh.
It's more so like I don't know who they're gonna bring in. I almost don't know if I care who they bring in. I more so care who they send out. There's players I don't want to be here next year. Let's put it that way. It's less about who we bring in, it's more who I don't want to be here. And that's the LA Clips for him. I guess we're out.
Appreciate it, man. Peace out, everybody.
Thanks for coming on, Jake.
And thank
Yeah,
you guys
man. Thank you, dude.
for be here all season and stuff. This is like what the third season we're on here like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, this is the third season. Shit's fire. And look out next year. I got some shit coming out.
You know what? We did not hold our end of the deal. And so I'm saying when James Harden signs that deal to come back, we drop Hardenheimer.
Okay, we'll drop Hardenheimer. He's gonna be here for 4 years, so
Yeah, we can send it whenever we want.
all right, guys.
All right,
Appreciate
man. We're out.
it. Later. Peace.